BC's inflation rate is back on a cooling trend. Consumer prices on the West Coast rose 3.3% last month, down from 3.8% in August, according to Statistics Canada data released Tuesday, October 17. The latest numbers bring the province back to where inflation stood in July, prior to the full impacts of the BC port worker strike hitting the economy. That national inflation rate, meanwhile, cooled to 3.8%. That's down from 4% in August. Nationally, airfare prices fell 21.1% annually and furniture prices fell 4.6%. But the grocery aisle is continuing to prove a challenge for shoppers despite inflation cooling in that category. Grocery prices rose overall by 5.8%, down from a 6.9% in August. Prices for baked goods went up 8% and the price of meats went up by 4.4%. Housing costs rose at a rate of 6% annually, with rentals going up 7.1% compared with 6.4% a month earlier. Owned housing fell from 6.4% in August to 6.3% in September. The Bank of Canada will get to chew on Tuesday's inflation number ahead of next week's interest rate decision. The slower increase in Canadian consumer prices in September was a step in the right direction, RBC economist Claire Fan said in a note. It was also long overdue, given persistent signs of cooling in labor market conditions as well as in consumer spending data. Based on Tuesday's numbers, she predicts the central bank will keep its key rate at 5% through to the end of the year. Today's inflation print is another small step towards tackling the last leg of the inflation battle, TD economist Mark Urquileo said in a note. Alongside other measures that have shown momentum as cooling in Canada's economy, we see enough evidence for the Bank of Canada to stand on the sidelines next week. News at biv.com.